From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the Spanish composer Enrique Granados. We'll hear three of his Danzas Españoles, arranged for flute and guitar. We'll begin with dance number 4, Vianesca. We'll then hear dance number 10, Danza Triste, and number 11, Zambria, performed here by the duo of Laurel Zucker on flute and Mark Del Priora on guitar.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
3 of the Danzas Españoles, Spanish Dances, music of Enrique Granados, arranged for flute and guitar. We heard dance number 4, Vienesca, number 10, Danza Triste, and number 11, Zambria, respectively, as performed by the duo of flautist Laurel Zucker and guitarist Mark Del Priora. From a CD on Ms. Zucker's own Cantilena label, the album Romanza Andaluza for flute and guitar. A nice album of various Spanish-tinged pieces arranged for those two instruments. Laurel Zucker, a very accomplished flautist, not only in classical music, but also in other genres, including jazz. She's released numerous albums in duet performances with guitar, piano, and even harp, in addition to other various instrumental combinations. Well, we just heard a piece of music featuring one wind instrument, the flute. We'll now hear a piece featuring 23 wind instruments, and only wind instruments, as we turn to the American composer Walter Hartley. This is his Concerto for 23 Winds, the work in four movements: Andante, Allegro non troppo, Vivace, Lento, and Allegro molto, respectively. Frederick Fennell conducts the Eastman Wind Ensemble in this 1959 Mercury recording.
Thank you.
Music of Walter Hartley, his Concerto for 23 Winds, in four movements, Andante, Allegro non troppo, Vivace, Lento, and Allegro molto, respectively. As performed by the members of the Eastman Wind Ensemble, part of the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, conducted by Frederick Fennell. The performance, recorded in May of 1959 for the Mercury label, as part of the Mercury Living Presence series. The various ensembles of the Eastman School of Music recorded frequently for Mercury Living Presence for many years. This performance was initially issued on LP in 1959, reissued on CD in 1991. The CD containing two performances by the Eastman Wind Ensemble, conducted by Frederick Fennell, an earlier performance from 1958 also included on this disc. The CD contains works by Percy Grainger, his Lincolnshire Poesy and Hillsong No. 2, Vincent Persichetti's Symphony for Band, Aram Khachaturian's Armenian Dances, Walter Hartley's Concerto for 23 Winds, and also the three Japanese dances of Bernard Rogers. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio. The address qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1539. We'll turn next to three piano pieces of Claude Debussy, but not performed by a pianist, but rather by another keyboardist of a different kind. Music performed by the Japanese synthesist Isao Tomita, oftentimes simply referred to as Tomita, and we'll listen to tracks from his first foray into synthetic arrangements of classical works, the 1974 album Snowflakes Are Dancing, the album solely dedicated to Debussy works. We'll first listen to Clair de Lune, the third movement of the Suite Bergamasque, music inspired by a poem authored by Paul Verlaine. We'll follow that with Arabesque No. 1, the first of the two solo piano arabesques composed by Debussy, and we'll close with The Engulfed Cathedral, music based on the ancient Breton legend of Ys. As part of that legend, a submerged cathedral rises from the depths of the sea on clear mornings, and all of the sounds of the cathedral can be heard by the people far and wide, including the ringing of the bells and the chanting of the priests. All of these works performed on Moog synthesizer by Isao Tomita. The music of Claude Debussy, as performed on Moog synthesizer by Isao Tomita. Tomita's first attempt at synthetic arrangements of classical music. Prior to this, he released an album under the name Electric Samurai called Switched On Rock, where he played various pop and rock songs from the likes of The Beatles, Elvis, and Simon and Garfunkel on Moog synthesizer. But from Snowflakes Are Dancing, we heard first Clair de Lune from the Suite Bergamasque, then Arabesque No. 1. That piece brought back a lot of memories for me, as I remember hearing it for the first time in the 1980s, watching public television late at night, and right before my local PBS station signed off the air, they ran a short astronomy segment called Star Hustler. Some of you might remember that. Well, that was his theme music, him being Jack Horkheimer, by the way. And we closed with The Engulfed Cathedral. The album, first released in 1974 on RCA, still available on CD with bonus material that was not included as part of the original LP release. Isao Tomita, often considered to be Japan's answer to Wendy Carlos. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.